Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 6, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Socioeconomic status, race and ethnicity, and management of pediatric supraventricular tachycardia. This retrospective observational study investigated whether socioeconomic status, race, and ethnicity influence referral patterns for electrophysiology study and ablation in pediatric patients with supraventricular tachycardia, or Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. It aimed to address the limited understanding of such inequities in pediatric arrhythmia management compared to adults. The research established a foundational understanding of how these social determinants may impact access to advanced care for children with these cardiac arrhythmias. This investigation is crucial for identifying potential disparities in healthcare delivery and developing strategies to ensure equitable management for all pediatric patients. Article number 2. Inflammation and cognitive decline, a population-based cohort study among aging adults with atrial fibrillation. This population-based cohort study investigated the association between C-reactive protein levels and cognitive impairment and death in aging adults with atrial fibrillation. Researchers focused on individuals aged 45 years or older with prevalent atrial fibrillation but without existing cognitive impairment at baseline. The study explored the hypothesis that elevated C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation, contributes to blood-brain barrier permeability, neuroinflammation, and subsequent neurodegeneration. By estimating these associations, the research provides a clearer understanding of potential inflammatory pathways linking atrial fibrillation to cognitive decline. Article number 3. Genetic downregulation of interleukin-6 signaling and arteriolosclerotic cerebral small vessel disease, a drug-target Mendelian randomization analysis. This drug-target Mendelian randomization analysis explored whether genetically downregulated interleukin-6 signaling is associated with arteriolosclerotic cerebral small vessel disease, a leading cause of stroke and dementia. The study investigated the clinical, imaging, and pathological manifestations of this condition. By examining the genetic influence on interleukin-6, the research identifies a potential disease-modifying therapeutic target for arteriolosclerotic cerebral small vessel disease. This work advances the understanding of inflammatory pathways in neurovascular diseases, aiming to identify new treatment avenues where none currently exist. Article number 4. High burden of markedly elevated blood pressure among adults presenting to a community emergency department. An analytical cross-sectional study at a teaching hospital in Missouri, USA. This analytical cross-sectional study investigated the prevalence and determinants of markedly elevated blood pressure, defined as 180 over 120 millimeters of mercury or higher, among adults presenting to a community emergency department. Researchers included adults aged 18 years or older at a Midwest teaching hospital over a one-year period from January 1 to December 31, 2024. The study aimed to address the limited data on this condition in United States community emergency departments. This research establishes foundational data on the burden of severe hypertension in an acute care setting, which is vital for informing screening protocols and intervention strategies. Article number 5. Blood pressure variability and adverse pregnancy and cardiovascular outcomes in the ALS-PAC cohort. This secondary analysis of the Avon longitudinal study of parents and children cohort investigated the associations between visit-to-visit blood pressure variability during pregnancy and subsequent adverse maternal and perinatal outcomes. Researchers also explored its relationship with long-term maternal cardiovascular outcomes, an area where blood pressure variability is known to predict events outside of pregnancy. Using adjusted logistic regression, the study aimed to establish whether blood pressure variability during gestation serves as a predictor for future health complications. This research provides a crucial understanding of the prognostic significance of blood pressure fluctuations in pregnant individuals. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.